always say. Ordered some Girl Scout cookies, but I've not received them yet. I feel like the shipping was more reasonable on them last year. Girl Scout cookies, what kind do you get? I would think. Tagalongs. Maybe the, what's it, the peanut butter patties? Is that what they're, I forget what they're even called. They have s'mores. Girl Scout cookies. Thin Mints is harder. It's like just the mint gets on top of you eventually. And you're like, hey, I gotta fucking hold off for a few minutes here. Samosas, I'm not really into that. My wife really liked samosas, but last year's Girl Scout cookie time came kind of at the height of her morning sickness, so she expressed that I was not to get any samosas. Then even a year later, she did not want to see the samosas. Near the samosas. Okay. Star Trek Online Legacy launches today on PS4 and Xbox One. Great. 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 Let's, what do we got here? Get into the good music. it was already there? Okay, then it's probably, this is probably just an update for that.
He's a little bit old school.
You like old school? You like that old school shit? This is for you.
He's a little bit old school. They go to little something like me. I was trying to be the flyest kid in the block. Yeah, popular one with the ride and stop. So that's when I had this bright idea. First party of the month, next party of the year. All the fine girls couldn't turn it down. Now all I gotta do is get my parents out. Should I send them to a movie? Let me think. It's gotta be long though.
Time to hit really bad traffic.
We can sing it faster than you're wrong, but it'll help if you just sing along.
Already really funny.
I loved being princess down in this beautiful ocean blue. But mermaids are going missing. They end up in someone's soul. So just try to put yourself in to somebody else's gills. You're killing my ecosystem with fishing and oil spills. Thank you, BP. Thank you, BP.
Now I can't see.
Now I can't see. He said.
Plus the Japanese killed all my whale friends. Oceans are browning. I think I'm
fucking pathetic jackoffs. Burger King sign. They didn't fix the sign. They just put something over it so you couldn't see the melted Burger King sign that melted in some kind of fire or something. Great.
It's a war because that earth is mine. In my mind. In my world. One, two, earth. One, two, earth.
Talk about bald eagles. Bald eagles live in North America, mostly in Canada and Alaska. They live in forests near large bodies of water. Bald eagles are birds of prey, which means they hunt for food. Bald eagles are carnivores, meaning that they eat meat. Their main source of food is fish. However, eagles will also eat dead or decaying animals, smaller birds, rodents, squirrels, and rabbits. Bald eagles are the national bird of the United States. I live there. How about you?
Nope.
Female bald eagles are slightly smaller than the males. The females can be up to 3 feet, and the males up to 2.8 feet. Their wingspan can be 7 feet wide. That's really big to a little guy like me. Bald eagles can fly up in the sky up to 10,000 feet off the ground. Wow! And they can fly up to 40 miles per hour. One last thing, a bald eagle isn't bald at all. They're called bald because of their white heads. Anyway, I hope you learned a lot today. I know I did. See you next...
Don't want a lot from Minecraft. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the emeralds lying in the deep ravines. I just want this in my mind. I'll even type a sign. Make my armor shine. All I want for Minecraft is lapis.
I don't want a lot from Minecraft. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the emeralds lying in the deep ravines. I don't even hang my armor. I just mine in the caves. I don't care about the temples. If I'm trapped, I'll leave the game. I just want this in my mind. I'll even type a sign. Make my armor shine.
She sneaks around the world from Vienna to Carolina. She's a sneaky fingered filcher from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a love boat to China. Down
the fire in the world is
San Diego.
Still there's no one in South Korea. The Arctic comes from Uncle. From the Red Sea to Greenland. Down the sing in the blood.
Yeah! And I've set up and torn out this stage with my own two hands. We traveled this land, packed tight minivan. And all this for the fans, girls, money, and fame. I played their game, and had to scream my name. I will show no shame, I'll live and die for this. And if I come off soft, fix you on this.
Are you scared?
Devil without a cause, and I'm back with the beaver hats and Ben Davis slacks. 30 pack of stroll, 30 pack of hoe. No Rogaine in the propane flows. The chosen one, I'm the living proof. With a gift of gab from the city of truth. I jab and stab and knock critics back. And I did not stutter when I said that. I'm going platinum selling rhymes. I went platinum 7 times. And still they ill and wanna see us cry. I guess because the only God knows why.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll.
Fucking real twofer right here. A real fucking two pack. Real two pack Shakur. Right here.
With a finger and a thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. Satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. But
world's on fire. How about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'm.
and you should have been gone. After all your words of steel, and I must have been a dreamer, and I must have been someone else, and we should have been over.
Oh no, I got the coronavirus, and whoops, oh no, they sent me to see Dr. Dick, and this isn't working out at all. I don't think this guy knows what he's doing. He keeps saying he's going to try to administer a specific type of medicine, and I don't think he knows. I don't know what his deal is. But I don't think I trust Dr. Dick. I want a second opinion. Concerned about this coronavirus that you may have heard somewhere. I don't want to get the baby sick. I don't want to get my wife sick because she needs to feed the baby. And here I am driving into San Francisco, a hotbed of everything. Literally everything. This sucks. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like that there's some, you know, there's the indications out there so far is that it's easy on babies, but you know, and children and all that. But as it is a breastfeeding baby, if my wife gets sick, that's a real bad situation. To keeping the baby fed and healthy. They know that there are cases in San Francisco now. There are 2 cases in my county.
Yeah.
it before having listened to that fitness version.
Doppelbanger by Heather M. Orgeron. Dreamscape presents Doppelbanger by Dreamscape presents Doppelbanger by Heather M. Orgeron.
I hope this
narrated
is
by Virginia Rose and Joe.
I hope this is a book about
Dreamscape
fucking your clone.
Presents Doppelbanger by Heather M. Orgeron. Narrated by Virginia Rose and Joe Arden. Chapter 1. Gina. I love men. Young men. Ones who aren't looking for anything more than a good time. Because I am nothing if not a good time. I'm what a lot of people in this hole-in-the-wall town refer to as a cougar. Let the busybodies talk. I'm not fucking anyone's husband or daddy. I like 'em completely unattached. Preferably with a nice-sized dick and just enough experience to know how to use it.
Okay.
It's not that I have anything against guys my own age, or even older men. It's just that I'm not looking to settle down. Ever. And at 35, there aren't many guys my age who are still single and aren't looking to plant their asses in one spot and put down some roots. You can think
what?
Of me more like moss.
35?
Noble. I don't
write
have commitment
this fucking
issues,
book in the
1700s? And I've got nothing against children. I just can't have them. That kind of puts a damper on the whole root situation. The last thing I need is some guy fancying himself in love with me and giving up his dream of a family, then resenting me the rest of our miserable existence. Ain't nobody got time for that. This isn't my sob
this
story,
sounds like
and I don't
you
want
be working
anyone
out of therapy.
Feeling sorry for me. I won't go as far as to say I'm okay with it, but it is what it is, and I've accepted it. Might as well make the most of my situation and have a little fun while I'm at it. Am I right? to settle my biological clock, which to my dismay did not break along with my useless female organs, I'm super close to my godsons. My best friend Spencer and I raised them together until she married her high school sweetheart, Cooper, 2 years ago. At this very moment, they're adding two little girls to our brood. And I'm on my way to the hospital with her 15-year-old twins, Lake and Landon, and their 4-year-old son,
Lake
Kyle,
and Landon,
a.k.a. Savage, to meet their new sisters.
Auntie Gigi,
a curious little voice calls from the back seat.
Why are you thinking
Kyle?
About young men's dick while driving to the hospital with these kids?
Tummy? Oh, shit. No matter how I answer this, I know I'm going to wind up getting myself into trouble. A cold sweat breaks out across my forehead, and my heart rate kicks up a notch. Just when I'm about to hammer the nail into my own coffin, Landon jumps in, saving me from myself.
God damn it.
You got your bow, you got your chain tied to me, tied me up again. Who's got the claws in you, my friend? Into your heart, I'll beat again.
Man.
Phone's ringing. I'll be back.